The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Nun Tes says that a guy who learns Torah is Chayiv Misa. Why? Because it says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, my Rasha Kihilas Yaakov, and my Rasha means that it's ours. We have Bailus on, Klal Yisrael has Bailus on the Torah, and a guy who takes it away from us is over on Gezel. A guy taps into to Torah, so he's over on Gezel, or my Rasha should be read Mi Rasha, that it's ours in the sense that we're married to the Torah, and the Memela, a guy who partakes of Torah, is sort of violating the sanctity of that marriage, and he's chayav for Gilo Yarayo. So one way or another, a guy is not allowed to be Oseik Batorah. Tosvos in Chagiga are bothered by the following question. The Gemara in Chagiga seems to present a totally different source for why it is that a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, and there it says, Lo also chayin l'chol goy u'mishpatim bal yidawum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Moidia, he didn't make known his mishpatim, his laws, to kol goy, to every nation. And from there, the Gemara in Chagiga says that it's aser to teach Torah to a goy. So Tosfos wants to know, shouldn't it be aser to teach Torah to a goy because of lifnei iver l'seitin mikshal? Don't place a stumbling block before a blind person. Don't assist a person in the performance of an Aveira. If a guy is not allowed to learn Torah, then any Jew who teaches him Torah is over on Lifnei Iver L'Seitin Mikshal. He's causing the guy to stumble, to be over on an Isser. So why do you need a new Pasuk? Just take the combination of the Pasuk in our Gemara of Mayrasha Kiles Yaakov and the mitzvah of Lifnei Iver L'Seitin Mikshal, and Memela, I understand that you can't teach a guy Torah. Why do we need a new Pasuk of Lo'asachin L'Chol Guy? So to this question of Tosfos, Rav Gustman gives the following answer. Rav Gustman, in Kuntrasei Shiurim to Bava Metzia, explains that there's really three categories of Torah, three categories of Halacha, which are relevant to Bnei Noach. One category is a category of Sheva Mitzvahs that belong to them, which the Gemara in our Sugya says that it's a mitzvah for them to learn those Halachas so that they can know and properly observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. A second category is the mitzvahs that have no shaykhus to Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And in that category, it's pasha that there's an iser lifni iver for a Jew to teach a guy, because that category is considered to be ma'irasha or ma'irasa to klal Yisrael. But there's a third category, an in-between category. And that category is the halachos, let's say, of gezel or dinim or arayos that pertain to Klal Yisrael and do not pertain to Goyim. Meaning that Goyim have seven mitzvahs and Jews have those same seven mitzvahs. However, the rules, the halachos, and the definitions of terms within those seven mitzvahs differ for Goyim and for Jews. So when we say it's a mitzvah for a guy to learn the Torah of his seven mitzvahs, what we mean to say is that the definitions and the laws that are included within his group of seven mitzvahs of dinim, avodah zarah, birkas hashem, gilui arayos, gezel, shfichus damim, iver menachai, those are what's a mitzvah for him to learn. But what about the lamdas hadvarim? What about those same seven mitzvahs, the definitions and the rules for Klal Yisrael? Is it a mitzvah for the goyim to learn that also? Is it a chiyuv misa for goyim to learn that? Or is it something in between? So Rav Guzman says is that this is the area which the pasuk of Mishpatim Bal Yidom is coming to teach us about. If not for Mishpatim Bal Yidom, I would have thought that just like a goy can learn Hilchos Eiver Menachai for Bnei Noach, he can also learn Hilchos Eiver Menachai for Klal Yisrael. Kamash Malon, that in Achinami he's allowed to learn those halachos, but a Jew is not allowed to teach those halachos to him. Mishpatim bal yidom. There's this in-between category, right, which is neither a mitzvah for them to learn, nor a chiyuv misa for them to learn. It's an in-between category that they're allowed to learn, but they're not obligated to learn. And in that category, which is not lifni iver for a Jew to teach them, the pasuk needed to be mechadish mishpatim bal yidom, that a Jew is not allowed to teach them. Rav Guzman's assumption is that the halachos of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach are different for b'nei noyach and different for Yisrael. That the mitzvah of Eiver Menachai for a ben noyach is not the same as the isser of Eiver Menachai for a Jew. That these halachos can have totally different definitions and can have even totally different laws that come under the same heading. And essentially what that means is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, he didn't say, look, you already have 7 mitzvahs, and now I'm giving you another 606 mitzvahs for a total of 613. That's not what happened. Because had that happened, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, 7 mitzvahs you have already, and now I'm giving you another 606, then the 7 mitzvahs B'nai Noach would have the same rules and definitions as the parallel mitzvahs for B'nai Yisrael. No, that's not what happened. What happened was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at Har Sinai, I'm taking away from Klal Yisrael the 7 mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and I'm giving them in place 613 mitzvahs. So therefore, the 7 mitzvahs of B'nai Noach can have totally different rules, because those were taken away from Klal Yisrael, and they were given in place another 7 mitzvahs plus 606, but the other 7 mitzvahs, although they have the same name as the 7 mitzvahs that they were obligated in before, they have radically different definitions and perhaps even radically different laws. And this is where Rav Gusman argues, and he basically brings this from the Rambam. The Rambam says, what does it mean when the Gemara tells us in Makos, Taryag mitzvahs nemru b'Sinai, 613 mitzvahs were said at Har Sinai. Zok the Rambam, it means that all 613 mitzvahs became binding on Klal Yisrael dafka at Har Sinai. Not 606 mitzvahs and 7 from before, but all 613 became binding from Har Sinai and onwards, which means that the 7 mitzvahs that they were obligated in as B'nai Noach were taken away from them at Har Sinai and were replaced by 7 other mitzvahs with the same name. Now it's interesting because I saw Chashav Rosh Yeshiva was medayik differently from the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka. In a couple of places in Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam gives us a historical portrait of the history of the world and the history of Klal Yisrael. And in one of those places, the Rambam tells us that Adam HaRishon, and this is actually in Hilchos Melachim, where the Rambam talks about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and he tells us that Adam HaRishon got 6 mitzvahs, and Noach got a 7th mitzvah, which was Eivir Menachai, and then Avram came along, and Avram got a mitzvah, and then Yitzchak and Yaakov came along, and they got mitzvahs, and then Amram came along in Mitzrayim, and he got mitzvahs, and then Moshe got mitzvahs in Mara, in the desert before Har Sinai. And finally comes along Har Sinai, v'hishlim aleihem. That Har Sinai was mashlim, it completed the mitzvahs. So this Rosh Yeshiva was medayik, that Har Sinai was only a hashlama of the mitzvahs that we already had before. It wasn't taking away all of those mitzvahs and giving new mitzvahs, but rather it was like as if we were pouring water into a barrel, and the barrel was only a fraction full, 10% full, and then came along Har Sinai, and we poured in the other 90%. We didn't take out the original 10% first, it was just mashlim. So that's a diuk the opposite way from the Rambam. That diuk would say that no, that really the 7 mitzvahs of B'nai Noach and the 7 mitzvahs by that name that Jews are obligated in are be'etzem the same exact 7 mitzvahs. Pashtus, you look in the sugyos, it doesn't seem that way. Goyim don't have a mitzvah of Naira HaMayrasa under their category of Arayos. Okay, you have to know how, when the Gemara said earlier that they are Chayev and Dina Yisrael for Naira HaMayrasa, does that mean that we're mixing up, that we're saying that the 2 mitzvahs be'etzem are the same, or are we saying that they're different, just that there's an independent chiyuv for Goyim? So this is a very interesting discussion. Again, Rav Gustman's Hanacha is that there are 2 totally separate sets of mitzvahs with 2 totally separate sets of halachos. Like the Rambam says, Taryag mitzvahs nemru b'Sinai, and therefore a guy is a mitzvah to learn the halachos of his 7 mitzvahs, but he only has rishus to learn the halachos of those 7 mitzvahs that pertain to Klal Yisrael, and it's usur for a Jew to teach him those 7 halachos. Some of the nafkaminas of this discussion about whether the goyim are chayiv in the same mitzvahs as Klal Yisrael, or whether they're chayiv in a separate set of mitzvahs, are as follows. First of all, in our Gemara, the Gemara asks, why was it necessary to repeat certain mitzvahs at Har Sinai? That Gemara seems to support the other reading, the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka, meaning it sounds like, why bother repeat the mitzvahs of B'nai Noach at Har Sinai? Klal Yisrael were already mechuyev in those mitzvahs from before Har Sinai, so why bother repeat them? And then the Gemara's answer, right, it teaches you that anything which was repeated at Har Sinai is a binding upon Jews and upon Goyim, doesn't necessarily revoke that assumption, that it's unnecessary to have written those mitzvahs because we would have known that the Jews were mechoyv in those mitzvahs out sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So that seemed to be a little bit of a raya that Taka at Har Sinai, it was a hashlama. It was simply a completion of the mitzvahs. It wasn't actually a revocation of the old mitzvahs and a giving of the new mitzvahs. Some nafkaminas. Number one, a suma, a blind person, according to the Gemara in Bava Kamma, is patur from mitzvahs. But a guy who's blind is not patur from his sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So the question is, what happens if a Jew is blind? Is he chayiv in the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach or not? So if you say that Har Sinai was a totally new chalois, and that the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach were taken away and a new set of mitzvahs given in their place, then a suma is potter from all 613. He's not even chayiv in those seven, because he's not just a ben noyach plus, he's a Yisrael. And a Yisrael who's blind is potter from all the mitzvahs of a Yisrael. However, if you say that Ba Moshe and Har Sinai and was mashlim, so then a suma is potter from those mitzvahs that were nemar at Har Sinai, he's potter qua Yisrael, but as a b'nei noyach, which is always lying underneath the identity of a Jew as a Yisrael, so as a ben, because after all, you know, Yisrael and Yitzchak and Avram were also children and descendants of noyach. So we're all b'nei noyach, just as much as we're b'nei Adam, just as much as we're b'nei Yisrael. So ben noyach is part of the identity of a Jew. But when it comes to mitzvahs, the question is whether he's formally defined as a ben noyach for the purpose of mitzvahs. So again, if a suma, right, has, if we're still chayiv in the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, so then a blind Jew would still be chayiv in those sheva mitzvahs. So Rav Kusman says, the Minchas Chinuch says that a blind Jew is still chayiv in the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, which would also seem to support the idea that at Har Sinai, all we got was 606 mitzvahs, and the seven mitzvahs remained in their place, such that even a person who's blind is not exempt from those seven mitzvahs. Another nafka mina, let's say, is when it comes to an Eved. The Gemara says that an Eved is Yoytzei Miklal Ben Noyach. Anybody who goes through Geirus process or something similar to the Geirus process is essentially participating in Mamad Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, the entire Klal Yisrael became Geirim, and then Ledoyrois, individuals now can become Geirim also. If Har Sinai involves taking away the Sheva Mitzvahs and giving a new set of Mitzvahs, then a person who becomes an Eved no longer has the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, and instead, he gets a totally new set of mitzvahs, which are the mitzvahs that an isha is obligated to perform. Then, when he comes to become free, when he's going away out of the status of avdus and becoming a ben chayrin, so again, we have the same question. Is the eved who's becoming free simply getting an additional mitzvah? He's already mechoyev in the mitzvahs that an isha is obligated in. Now he's getting additional mitzvahs. So as part of his Kabbalah Askeros, he has to simply be mekabel all of the remaining mitzvahs. Or do we say that no, that an Eved who's becoming free, just like when he became an Eved, so he lost all the mitzvahs of an Noach and got the mitzvahs of an Eved, now when he's becoming free, he's losing the mitzvahs of an Eved and he's gaining a new set of mitzvahs of Bnei Chayrin. And that means that his Kabbalah's mitzvahs, when he's becoming free, has to be a Kabbalah's mitzvahs on all 613. Not 613 minus mitzvahs shaha eved mechuyavos bahen. So that's one also seeming nafkamina. It could be a machlokes between two deos in Tosvos in Maseches Chagiga, where the Gemara discusses why is it that an eved is potter from pru or revu, from the mitzvah of reproduction. So one day in Tosvos says it's pasha because he's the same as an isha. And the other one says no, maybe pshat is because Goyim are not obligated in Pru Revu, that's why he's Potter. So it may depend on whether he still is defined as a Goy, whether he's not still defined as a Goy. Naniach. Also, with a final Nafkamina, we have a category called a Ger Toshav, a resident alien who's permitted to reside in Eretz Yisrael, even though he's not Jewish. We give him a green card. So the question is, this resident alien, he's a Ger Toshav, so part of this, his identity is as a Ger. He has to be mekabel certain things that Bnei Noyach don't necessarily have. So again, Rav Gusman tries to prove that the halachos of a ger toshav within the sheva mitzvahs, Bnei Noyach, are different than the halachos of a regular Ben Noyach. And he explains it with the same yisoid, that a ger toshav is like a partial geirus, and therefore he loses the original seven mitzvahs, and he gains another seven mitzvahs that go by the same name but that have different rules, and that's why a ger toshav can differ from an ordinary ben noyach, even though they may only be chayiv in those same seven mitzvahs.